FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music, bringing you Aaron Schust, To God Alone, Need to Breathe, Who Am I, and Love and the Outcome, Moving On. Happy Election Day. Happy Tuesday, 7:05, Friend Nanny with you.
Hey, good morning, friends. Hope you're doing well on this third day of November already. Tomorrow is Winning Wednesday. We're giving away $20 gift cards to Once Mine Boutique. They have locations in both Lebanon and Lancaster County. OnceMineBoutique.com. Listen all day tomorrow for details and chances for you to win.
Joining us on the phone this morning, our friend and author, Amy J. Malay. Good morning to you, Amy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So wonderful to have you on the air and on the phone. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to just say hi to Jabastin in India and all of our family and friends in India and also all of our family and friends here in Pennsylvania.
And I love the name of your book, He Never Stops Working. I love that title. Mm-hmm. How did you come up with that title, Amy?
Thank you. Well, you know, actually it was inspired by the song Waymaker, which happened to be a song that was new to me at the time when I met Jabastin in India earlier this year. So it was just really meaningful. And as the story unfolded and we realized how God had been working, it just seemed fitting. So that's how we came up with it.
So you mentioned Jabastin. For those who maybe didn't hear you when you were on the air last time, which I think was back when we were doing our Compassion event in March,
yeah.
Tell us about Jabastin and your relationship with him.
Yeah. So Jabastin is the Compassion International student that my husband and I started sponsoring back in 2003. And when I had the opportunity to go to India earlier this year, I got to meet him in person, and we realized how our connection was so much more than just a sponsorship. We just realized like a true mother-son bond as we met and got to know each other on a higher level. So really been an exciting journey of getting to know each other and realizing how God worked both of our stories out over time, you know, up until that point, and as he continues working on into our future. So
tell us why that relationship is so special, and we just love compassion, and I think it's every compassion sponsor's dream to meet their child, but yours has gone even deeper. So tell us why you wrote a book about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, we realized during the week that I spent in India, as we were spending time together, that this was a story that needed to be shared. We had a friend along with us, and one morning she said, Amy, you need to write this story down. And right away, I just had a quickening in my spirit. I just knew that it was God's prompting that we needed to share the story. And so, you know, it's our overlapping testimony of what God's done in our lives. And, you know, it's our way of raising a hallelujah, if you will. And also, you know, we were reminded that the story isn't just our story. You know, it's not just our own. It's our story is for a bigger purpose, and we want people who read our story to become more aware of how God is working in their lives and maybe be inspired to share their own testimonies. Doesn't necessarily have to be writing a book, right? But when we share our testimony, it helps other people.
Now, prior to writing this book, you were not an author, correct, Amy?
Correct, other than a few articles here and there.
Yeah, so, I mean, what a huge task. What did you
That's
learn?
Awesome.
Yeah, from what? Tell us a little bit about what you learned and what the process was of writing your first book.
Yeah, well, definitely we were reminded that it's in God's timing. You know, the timeline we had in mind didn't pan out exactly. but, you know, I feel also that the lessons that we both learned through the process were really more about our relationship with God more so than the process of writing the book. We learned a lot about the logistics of all of that, but, you know, one thing for me was just becoming so much more aware of God's faithfulness, like just the detailed level of his faithfulness and how there were so many details of our story that as we were thinking back and writing the story out, you know, we just became so much more aware of all those little things. It kind of reminded me of, you know, how as humans, like, we plan a surprise party. And, you know, if we're successful, then the guest of honor arrives and realizes the surprise, right, in that moment, and realizes all the planning that went into that without their knowledge. And that's what we felt like. It was like we all of a sudden just had this new awareness of all the things God had been doing that mattered, that didn't seem to matter at the time, but we realized now that they mattered.
Wow. That's a cool, very cool analogy. Mm-hmm. We're talking with author Amy J. Millay. The title is called He Never Stops Working. Amy, can folks find this online? Can they find it at Amazon? Where is your book available?
Absolutely. Yep, on Amazon.com. And actually, it's available in as an ebook or a paperback. And it's available on, you know, all the Amazons, you know, if you're in another place, another country listening in. You can certainly find it in your area as well.
Be inspired by the book, He Never Stops Working, a story that reveals God's love and faithfulness. It's online. It's at Amazon. Check it out. Once again, it's called He Never Stops Working. We'll talk more with Amy coming up in just a bit, and we'll play the song Waymaker for her and for us on